This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Pleased to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the auspicious time of Yawm al-Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our deeds during this time and to grant us the understanding. Our guest speaker today is not actually a guest speaker, but he's our local imam, Sheikh Sa'adullah Khan. And we say, without any further ado, we'll let the fadl mashkura. But before he starts, can I just ask the jama'ah please to stand and fill up the gaps from the front, because there's enough space in the front, and the barakah lies in the front of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, can you just stand and move forward and come closer together, please? Jazakumullah khairan. Wa li tafaddal mashkura.
We just wait for the brother to finish praying, inshallah. Try when you come to the masjid, try to fill up the front. Because it blocks, this is broadcast also. So please try not to pray in front here if you... بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected ulama, a'imma, huffal, elders, brothers and sisters, respected youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. I greet you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and every one. Today is the last Friday of the year 2024. Of the Gregorian calendar, and we realize that another year has passed. So many years have passed in our lives, yet how few among us really reflect upon the reality that every moment that has passed is a precious moment. Every moment is a component of life, and every moment counts in the estimation of Allah. Time is indeed an amana. Time is a trust. It's a gifted opportunity that we are not at liberty to waste, not at liberty to abuse or to ignore. There are two surahs in the Quran titled Time, Surah Al-Dahr and Surah Al-Asr. We often take for granted things that are most valuable until it's too late. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, said, "Ni'amatan maghbunun fihima kathirun min al-nas, as-sihha wal-faragh." There are two favors, bounties, blessings of Allah, which people are most neglectful of, which people tend to overlook or ignore or waste. Good health, and the time that you have at your disposal. You see, we truly value health only when we are sick, and we value life when we are about to die. And therefore, the famous tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, documented in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the famous one where he said, "Ightanim khamsa qabla khamsin, shababaka qabla haramik, wa sihhataka qabla saqamik, وفراغك قبل شغلك وغناك قبل فقرك وحياتك قبل موتك. Value five things in your life before five other things come to pass. Value your youth before old age. Value your health before sickness. Value your free time before you're preoccupied. Value what you have before you lose it, your wealth before poverty. And value your life before death arrives. We need to realize that every moment that passes by is an opportunity gone, used or abused, never to return. This makes us reflect on the insight of the wise ones who reminded us that time is free, but it's priceless. We can't own time, but we can use it. We can't keep the time, but we can spend it. And once we've lost time, we can never get it back. So we are fully cognizant of the fact that we can't give our life more time. We can't give our life more time. But we can give the time that we have left more life. And we can do so by making sure that we live a meaningful life. This brings to mind the chapter of the Holy Quran which I mentioned. The title of that chapter evokes our consciousness about the passing of time. And this chapter of the surah constituted of four short verses, four ayat, one of the shortest chapters in the Holy Quran. But its meaning is as deep as its title. It conveys a brilliant avenue of guidance and thereby directs individuals, communities, nations, societies, and even successive generations about meaningful living. And it reads, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. وَالْعَصْرِ, by the passing of time, we are spurred on to value the time we have, the time we have been gifted, and to engage in the four keys of that which leads to our salvation. Binding ourselves, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, binding ourselves to the universal ideology of truth, of Iman, Iman Billah. Establishing universal values of goodness, عَمَلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Engaging in the manifestation of what is true, what is just, and what is right, حَقْ. And the facilitation of patient perseverance of sabr for those who may be in distress, whether ourselves or those around us or others. And we are reminded through this that a life without propriety, without high ideals, is a wasted life. That material property, scientific progress, technological advancement, as valuable as they are in themselves, cannot by themselves save humanity. Salvation lies in subscribing to a universal moral ideology, a practical philosophy of living, a universal way of life that results in positive action and leads to purposeful and meaningful living. We are reminded that this chapter begins with Al-Asr and it ends with the word Sabr. It begins with the cyclical experience of time, morning and night, month in, month out, beginning of the year, end of the year. Cyclical experience, wal asr, by the cycling nature of time, the passing of time. It concludes with the word sabr, which is constancy and patient perseverance. Even when we read the Asma'ul Husna, the last name we read is As-Sabur. Al-Malikul Quddus, Salam, Al-Mu'minul Mu'aymin. The last one we read, As-Sabur, referring to Allah as the eternally constant. Such is the significance of this surah that whenever companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam met, they would not leave each other's company until they have recited Surah Al-Asr. This in order to remind each other and themselves of the eternal loss that everyone risks if time is wasted or abused. So much so is the significance of the surah that Imam al-Shafi'i is reported to have said, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. If Allah was to reveal nothing except this chapter, it would be enough to guide humanity. So when we look at the challenging global situation at present, it is alarming indeed when we witness what we are witnessing in this part of the 21st century. The looming threat of climate change, with rising temperatures, and boy, is it hot today. With rising temperatures, extreme weather events, rising sea levels, and all of these pose an existential threat to the ecosystems, to the economies, to human security, and even sustainability. We look at the world, the gap between the rich and the poor continues to widen, both within countries and between nations. And this economic disparity fuels social unrest. It undermines political stability. It limits opportunities for many, for most in fact, and it creates an arena for injustices and hopelessness. Also, there's increased division and animosity between political groups and religious leaders, not only in interfaith, but within the faith communities. And this hinders cooperation on critical issues, creating an atmosphere of distrust and conflict, and making it difficult to find common grounds while creating unnecessary confusion among the masses. Food insecurity. 2.83 billion people in the world experience food insecurity. This is our concern. We are khayra ummah ukhrijat linnas, for the benefit of humanity. Each one of these is our concern. Each one of these Allah will ask us as an ummah and as an individual. 2.83 billion people in the world are food insecure. One in every 11 people go hungry every day. And besides them, 20,000 people die a day due to lack of food, or hunger, or starvation, or no access to food. And then, of course, there are wars for profit, wars for money making, for materialistic purposes. We're forgetting our humanity. We find ways of killing people but not destroying the buildings. Smart bombs, they call it. This is how smart people have become. We have bombs that can destroy the entire population but not harm the buildings. And we call it smart bombs. Sahir Ludhianvi, the poet, said, "Khoon apna ho ya paraya ho, nasl Adam ka khoon hai aakhir. Jang mashriq mein ho ya maghrib mein ho, amn alam ka khoon hai aakhir. Whether your blood is being spilled or someone else's blood is being spilled, is after all the blood of humanity that's flowing. Whether the war be in East or the bloodshed be in the East or in the West, is the security and the safety of humanity at large which is being compromised. Wars for profit, fueled by materialistic interests and control of mineral resources, waged and orchestrated through state terrorism, while instigated violence continue to plague various regions of the world, and they're very specific where these regions are. Very often where there's oil, by the way. Causing immense human suffering and displacement. These conflicts may be rooted somewhat in historical, political, and social factors, but they are perpetuated by imperialist interests, while the resolution of these battles and these wars seem very, very distant. The area of Sham, present-day Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, as well as Yemen, are under dire stress as we speak. Lebanon is openly targeted. Palestine experiencing a televised genocide, where the largest open-air prison is now becoming the largest graveyard, while those in power despicably watch and diabolically do nothing about it, allowing it to happen. Syria, with the uncertainty of the new government, and while Yemen is the only country, the only Arab country, whose army is actively engaged in the fight for the liberation of Palestine, is under brutal attack as we speak right now. When you look at all of these challenging global situations, among others, it is easy to look at the preponderance of these negativity and blame the times that we live in. The times are bad. This thing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, where we discouraged la tasubbu al-dahr, to abuse or to insult or curse time. In fact, Imam al-Shafi'i said, na'ibu zamanana wa la'ibu fina wa laysa li zamanina na'ibun siwana. We blame the time, the times are bad, but times are not bad. Because time has no crimes except the crimes we commit in time. So times are not bad, it's people who have become bad. These unfortunate situations arise most often due to humans' need and greed for power and control. And hence Allah reminds us in Surah Ar-Rum, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has spread. Corruption has appeared on land and on sea because of the deeds of people, because of what people have done. So as we reflect on the passing of time and realize that since our yesterdays are gone, never to return, what are we doing with our todays and what do we intend to do with our tomorrows? Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu wajha, is reported to have said, "Man istawa yawmahu fa maghbun." Some people attribute to the Prophet, Allah knows best, but Sayyidina Ali reported, a person whose 2 days are the same has wasted 1 day. He has lost out. So every day should be uniquely meaningful because, as the wise ones have said, we pass through this world but once. Any good that we can do, any kindness that you can show, let's do it now. Do not defer nor neglect, for tomorrow may or may not come, and if it does, we may or may not be here. Every day of life should be used for something good, for beneficial. Because khayrun nasi anfa'um linnas, as we know, the Prophet said, the best of people are those who are best to humanity. And that's why the Rasul prayed, hadith, a dua documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Allahumma ja'al hayata ziyadatan lana fi kulli khayr. O Allah, let every moment of life be an opportunity for increased goodness. So we as fallible human beings, with limitations, we have yet the potential to do remarkable things. If there is a firm resolve to do so. If there is a firm resolve to do so. Not waiting for someone else to do it. Because Allah won't ask them. Allah will ask you. So what resolutions can we make as we engage the coming year and the future? As a collective Muslim community, we have the responsibility of ensuring that those in leadership positions are worthy of leadership, that they serve the interest of the community. Sayyidul Qawm Khadimuhum, the Rasul is reported to have said in a hadith documented by Ibn Asakir, that those of us who are by the means generously avail what we have to uplift others. Dard dil ke waaste paida kiya insaan ko, warna taat ke liye kuch kam nate karo bayan. For the love and for the care that Allah has made one another to help. Allah got millions of angels making sujood all the time, though we should make ruku' and sujood, of course. It's the highest form of ibadah. But Allah has put us as Khalifatullahi fil ard, as his vicegerent on earth. We make a living by what we earn. We make life meaningful by what we give. Our Muslim communities should not be distracted by unnecessary divisions, but be united by the Quranic slogan, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold or fast unto the bond of Allah and do not be divided. And thereby consult constructively with each other on matters. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. You know, some of the people around the Prophet disobeyed some command of his and he was very perturbed by that. But yet the Prophet forgave them and overlooked them. But look at the verse in the Quran. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. They just did something which he asked them not to do. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. By the mercy of Allah, O Prophet of Allah, that you are a lenient person. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were harsh of word and hard of heart, those around would have left you. What does he say? فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ. You seek forgiveness. You pardon them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And you seek forgiveness on their behalf. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And still consult them in matters that affect them. We don't do that. We have so much takfir going on. If I open up a chat, it's either one person calling another person. And it's among ulama, by the way. Everybody's kafir. Who's going to Jannah? It'll be an empty place. Nobody's going to Jannah. Everyone's going to Jahannam. There's something seriously wrong here, people. Something seriously wrong here. If everyone is kafir, if the kafir Muslim calls another Muslim kafir and everyone calls, then who is Muslim? Who is destined for Jannah? And if you say you are destined for Jannah, there's something seriously wrong with your arrogance. To assume that you are the one from all of these people, all these Jahannamis, I'm the one going to perish. Something is seriously wrong. It's a sickness. It's a disease. It's arrogance at this height. And it's done in the name of religiosity. So, do not be distracted by unnecessary divisions, but be united by the Quranic slogan, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on fast to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. And consult constructively in matters that affect people. That would make our lives far more worthy, far more meaningful. Little wonder the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاؤُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاؤُكُمْ سُمَحَاؤُكُمْ وَأَمْرُكُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَكُمْ فَظَهْرُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ بَطْنِهَا. Hadith documented in the Sunnah of Imam al-Tirmidhi. When your leaders are the best among you, when the wealthy ones are the most generous among you, and your affairs are conducted by mutual consultation, then your being alive on earth is better than for you to be underground and buried. It's better to live than to be dead. As for the improvement of individuals, of ourselves, let this coming period, coming year, truly be a period of uplifting ourselves. Whatever resolutions we make, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith documented in Sahih of Ibn Hibban, he said, "Awsani Rabbi bi tis'in wa usikum biha." Allah has advised me with 9 things, and I advise you regarding it. "Awsani bil ikhlas fi sirri wal alaniya, wal adl fi ar-ridha wal ghadab, wal qasd fi al-faqr wal ghina." The Creator has advised me, be sincere in private and in public, be just in some things that please you or it's against you, in things that pleases you, whether you're angry about it or happy about it, be just. And to be moderate in times of scarcity or in abundance. When you have something, wealth or money or something, don't blow it. Moderation in times of scarcity and in times of abundance. Then he went on to say, وَنَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَنِي وَعَطِيَ مَنْ حَرَمَنِي وَأَصِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَنِي. It goes on to be, he says, generosity to those who deny me, forgiving those who wrong me, and relationship with those who may not keep relationship with me. Let us hasten towards good. بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. Rush to do good, as the Rasul said, for surely Allah loves يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He loves the doers of good. Let us make a commitment to cleanse our hearts and minds of all the thoughts that are negative and destructive emotions. Let us rid ourselves of the moral diseases of pride, of jealousy, of arrogance, of malice, of backbiting, of self-righteousness, of dishonesty, of pretension, of vanity, of selfishness, of vainglory, of greed, of envy, of bigotry, of racism, of egoism, of arrogance, of vindictiveness, obsessive love of this material world, manipulation of power, and the abuse of Allah's favors. May Allah protect us from doing that. Let us instead fill our hearts with a positive, inspirational motivation that leads us to constructive deeds. Deeds that reflect our iman. Deeds done with ikhlas, with purity of intention. Deeds emanating from empathy, from mahabbah, compassion, rahmah, kindness, rifq, truthfulness, sidq, trustworthiness, humility, khudu and khushu and sincerity. All the characteristics that reflects the wonders and the beauty of ihsan. At a personal level, let our journey through life be steps towards a better self. You see, our tomorrows are determined by the steps we take today. Let every meeting and every goodbye be a time for introspection. Realize that every sunset gives us one day less to live, but every sunrise gives us one more day to hope. So savor every step, make every day count, treat every moment with respect, for we do not know how many more tomorrows exist, how many more moments exist before all our moments too are up. How many dear ones, how many loved ones have passed on in recent months and did not know that they would not witness the end of this year. Though our yesterdays have passed, and though our yesterdays are alive in our hearts because of the memories that we have, our tomorrows are anticipated because of the hope that we have in our heart. Therefore, make every day of your life hopeful means for great memories for the future, so that tomorrow does not become days of regret. I leave you with a verse of the Holy Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who proclaim faith, be sincerely conscious and dutiful to Allah, and carefully consider what you are sending forth for the future, for the morrow. For surely Allah is fully aware of everything that you do. Let each one of us, therefore, make a resolution to be the best that we can be. And that can be a stepping stone towards an improved self and perchance a better world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. The talk was slightly longer than normal. It's a public holiday and they asked me to go to quarter past one. So I beg your indulgence for that.
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh Saad Al-Akan for that inspirational talk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to take heed from what was said here today and to implement it in our lives. There's just a couple of announcements. First announcement is to be asked to make dua for the people of Mozambique. I made this announcement last week as well, that they're going through a very difficult time, political unrest. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for them during this time. I think 60%, almost 60% of the population of Mozambique are Muslim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all the people of Mozambique during this difficult time. Next week, Friday, the Jumu'ah talk will be given by world-renowned scholar Maulana Sulaiman Qattani. So the talk will start at 12:30 sharp. That's for next Friday, Jumu'ah's program. And then there's a janazah in the masjid. So immediately after the dua, we will just bring the body to the front and perform the janazah salah before the sunnah salah. Jazakumullah khairan. Can I just ask the jama'ah please to stand and fill up the gaps? Because there's a lot of people standing outside at the back as well. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر. sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون وقال الله تعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه اغتنم خمس قبل خمس شبابك قبل هرمك وصحتك قبل سقمك وفراقك قبل شغلك وغناك قبل فقرك وحياتك قبل موتك وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصاني ربي وأوصيكم بها الإخلاص في السر والعلانية والعدل في الرضا والغضب والقصد في الفقر والغنى وأن أعفو عمن ظلمني وأصل من قطعني وأعطي من حرمني وأن يكون صمتي فكرا ومنطقي ذكرا ونظري عبرا أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم طهر قلوبنا وأفكارنا وأقوالنا وأعمالنا من الرياء والفساد والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين في كل مكان. ربي يسر ولا تعسر فأنت الميسر يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخوان المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين خاصة في فلسطين يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا واجبرنا واهدنا وعافنا واعف عنا وارفعنا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. أقام الله الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. قم حكم الله استوى. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Malik Yawmiddin Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in Ihdina الصirata المستقيم صirata الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليك ونسألك التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وادخلنا الجنة برحمتك دارك دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت وتعظمت وتكرمت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
And just ask him to bring the mayor to the front, inshallah. Sheikh Faisal. Sheikh Faisal, feel free to come to the front, inshallah. And then bring the mayor to the front.
Can all the family members please come to the front? The family members please come to the front. Where is the guy? Just before we start, I'd like to explain to those that are not aware, and even for those that are aware, just as a reminder, when we make the salah of the janazah, it is in the first, we make four takbirs. In the first takbir, we recite Surah Fatiha, and in the second takbir, we recite salawat on the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the third one, we make dua for the deceased, and the fourth one, we make a short dua for the entire ummah that has passed on, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
اللهم صل على
الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله فاتحة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وأسكنها في الجنة اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وأدخلها في الجنة اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وروحها في الجنة اللهم إن كانت محسنة فزد في إحسانها وإن كانت مسيئة فتجاوز عن سيئاتها واحشرها مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما واجعلها يا الله من الذين سيقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون فضلنا وهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. The janazah will be going to Pukhra Kabristan.
اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافها واعف عنها وأكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها وافتح أبواب السماء لروحها يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أجرها وأجرنا من النار يا مجير يا الله. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا إلهنا يا مولانا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. Can we just make a way for the mayyita to go through, inshallah? جزاكم الله خيرا.